anger. Lightning roared in Father Tree's branches. Thunder rolled across the desert. I yelled some more. Bolts of blue hammered around me, crisping me almost as much as my tormentor. But at last, the hand turned me loose. I tried to run away. One step, and down I went. I kept on, crawling, while Father Tree apologized and tried to call me back. Like hell, I would crawl through the menhirs if I had to. My mind filled with a waking dream, Father Tree delivering a message direct. Then the earth got quiet, except for the wish as menhirs vanished. Big hoopla from the direction of the hole. A whole gang charged out to find the cause of the uproar. Silent reached me first. "One eye," I said. "I need one eye." He is the only one beside me with medical training, and contrary though he is, I could count on him to take medical instructions. One eye showed up in a moment, along with 20 others. The watch had reacted quickly. "Ankle," I told him. "Maybe crushed. Somebody get some light up here, and a damned shovel." "A shovel? Are you off your gourd?" One Eye demanded. "Just get it, and do something for the pain." Elmo materialized, still buckling buckles. "What happened, Croaker?" "Old Tree wanted to talk. Had the rocks bring me over. Says he wants to help us. Only while I was listening, that hand got a hold of me, like to ripped my foot off. The racket was the tree saying, 'Now stop that. That's not polite.'" "Cut his tongue out after you fix his leg," Elmo told One Eye. "What did it want, Croaker?" "Your ear's gone. To help with the Dominator. Said he thought it over. Decided it was in his own best interest to keep the Dominator down. Give me a hand up." One Eye's efforts were paying dividends. He had sponged one of his wild jungle glops onto my ankle. It had swollen 3 times normal size already, and the pain was fading. Elmo shook his head. I said, "I'll break your damned leg if you don't get me up." So he and Silent hoisted me, but supported me. "Bring them shovels," I said. A half dozen had appeared. They were entrenching tools, not real ditch diggers. "You guys insist on helping. Get me back over to the tree." Elmo growled. For a moment, I thought Silent might say something. I eyed him expectantly, smiling. I had been waiting 20-some years. No luck. Whatever vow he had taken, whatever it was that had driven him to abstain from speech, it had put a steel lock on Silent's jaw. I have seen him so pissed he could chew nails, so excited he lost sphincter control. But nothing has shaken his resolution against talking. Blue still sparkled in the tree's branches. Leaves tinkled. Moonlight and torchlight mixed into weird shadows the sparks sent dancing. "Around him," I told my body slaves. I had not seen it myself, so it must be beyond that trunk. Yep, there it was, out 20 feet from the base of the tree. A sapling. It stood about 8 feet tall. One Eye, Silent, Goblin. Those guys gobbled and gaped like startled apes. But not old Elmo. "Get a few buckets of water and soak the ground good," he said. "And find an old blanket we can wrap around the roots and the dirt that comes up with them." He caught right on. Damned farmer.